Now that Wendy's has these new biggie deals, everyone in the family can get what they're craving, from Nugs to JBCs. The parental units can get an $8 biggie bundle, the eldest who think they're so grown can get a $6 biggie bag, and the little one who can do no wrong can get a $4 biggie bites. You know, assuming they have a credit card. No, I'm kidding. We take cash too. $4, $6, and $8 biggie deals for the whole family. Only at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime
you want.
It's podcast time.
How's it going?
How's it going?
Good. The weekend. It was the party of all parties of twins.
Oh my days. So yeah, collected them from the school, brought them for pancakes and ice cream, went to a play centre, then went for chips and nuggets and milkshakes, and then came back for cake and watched a movie. I fell asleep because I was so exhausted.
Pooped.
So, yeah, they had a great time. Loads of presents. Then we went in, they got vouchers as one of their presents when we went into town yesterday. And Jamie got a football jersey, a Portugal one. And Sadie got a K-pop Demon Hunters top and 4 or 5 rings.
Cool.
Yeah.
No wonder you're wrecked.
Yeah, wrecked. Yeah, I got a coffee.
You so what?
I got a coffee.
That's all you got?
Yeah, I'm asking them for a loan of their some of their birthday money now so I can go buy myself something nice.
What would you buy if you could get all the remaining?
If I could get all of their money,
yeah.
I'd get my hair done. Yeah, I know it's bad. It's so bad. I've been trying to get an appointment with my hairdresser, but she's fully booked, so I'm trying to put pressure on her. But
I'll do it.
No, thanks. Mm-hmm. How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was grand. I was Max at a football match on Friday. They won 7-1.
Hey, go yeah. Maxine.
It was good. It was funny. The team they were playing, they scored in the last minute, and their supporters on the other side, they're very funny. The big cheers, and they're like, "You have them now, lads!" And
very
then,
good.
And then when I got home, Elizabeth was sitting down at the kitchen table with her foot up in an ice pack. She rolled in her ankle.
Oh. So,
off to the clinic then on Saturday morning first thing.
Because I was
DJing for the night, so I wouldn't have been able. And so she's got a nasty sprain, so she's got a boot and some crutches.
How long is that going to last?
2 or 3 weeks.
Is she doing her leave insert?
That's next year.
Next year, okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, she's supervising leave insert, or junior cert.
How is she going to be supervisor with a broken leg in a boot?
Well, she doesn't need to run around kicking balls or anything.
But she has to be walking around, like.
No. She sits outside and she looks after the actual examiner.
Oh, she's like an assistant. Right. Yeah. Okay, I thought that they were like evangelators or invigilators, or so that's a word.
I like your thought
process. Or they walk up and down and they do be looking at people to make sure they're not.
No, they're not allowed into the exam hall itself. So.
Okay, because people are cheating now, apparently.
Oh yeah, go on, what are they doing?
Well, this is a study from the UK. They have tiny little hidden things that they can, you don't even see, it's like just the size of the tip of an earbud that they can put in their ear.
Oh and yeah, like a little listening device. Yeah.
Listening device, yeah. So, sneaky turkeys, fair play to them.
Yeah, you should be, they'll be scanning you soon enough to go into the exams.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the next couple of years.
Just as well, they didn't have that technology when you were first sitting your driving exam.
I didn't need that kind of technology. I had my other ways around. What?
Oh. Right, let's get into it. Here's our survey says.
Okay, producer Donald, what are we doing this morning?
Today, I'm asking 29% of people under 30 say they've done this while clothes shopping. What is it?
I haven't done that in a while, actually. Clothes shopped.
Do you get them online or do you go in?
I just haven't had the time or money to be doing it.
Fair enough.
So I'm just like...
Price of fuel, Cooper.
The price of fuel. Don't get me started on it. Okay, so 29% of people under 30, they've done this while clothes shopping.
Yes.
What is it? Okay.
Is it asked like the... one of the shop assistants, you know, how it looked on you, or, you know, says, you know, does my bum look big in this, or does it look nice in this? How's my bum in this dress?
Is that a way to flirt or something? Or?
No. Oh. Just because you know, you're not there with any friend.
They're going to tell you flirting? Everything looks good on you for you to just buy
it. Yeah, that's
it.
Fine. I'll take that, Cooper. Ooper will take that. Yeah. She wants to say I have a nice bottom. That's all right. I'll be delighted with that. I'll buy whatever you put in front of me.
Maybe they should just have stickers on the mirrors saying your bum looks fab, now get out.
Is that
That's not the answer, no.
Is it when you just like, if you're not buying anything, you just leave all the clothes down for all the staff to hang up?
Oh, no, you can't do that.
No.
No, that's terrible.
They do have the rack there for that, but I'm just like, no, bring it all back out and find where you got it.
Do you ever bring it out and then they actually come and then you're putting it in the wrong places and stuff? And you're just like, oh, why do I bother?
No, no. No, but it's okay if you leave it on the rack as long as you hang it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that not?
No, it's not the answer, no.
I don't know the rules, Una. I don't know the rules.
Okay. Ooh, is it get upset when you see, do you know the way sometimes there's like four mirrors and you're looking around and you can see parts of yourself that you haven't seen in a while and you're like, this mirror has to be lying. It has to be lying to me. Is it shouting at the mirror that they're lying to you?
No, it's not shouting at the mirror that's lying to you. No. Yeah.
I hate that one, the one with the four mirrors. And you go in and you're just like, that's what my back, that what? That's the back of my head.
Don't trust it. It magnifies, Cooper. No, it because of the light of all the mirror. Don't trust it.
You're delusional. All right. 087-110-2107. The question is,
29% of people under 30 say they've done this while clothes shopping. What is it?
It's a beautiful, bright Monday morning. So, our service says this morning with producer John, we're trying to figure out what the answer is to this.
29% of people under 30 say they've done this while clothes shopping. What is that?
Change the price tag.
What do you mean?
On an item of clothing to something else to make it cheaper.
Change the price?
Oh my God, it's saucy.
It's got like a different name on it even. So, oh, I didn't think that's what that was called. Oh, yes, that must be right, yeah.
Socks. it's a designer t-shirt.
No, it's not the answer. That's great thinking. Oh,
no, it's not. That's
surely you wouldn't get away with that.
No, you wouldn't get away with that. No. It's thievery.
Thievery.
I think a lot of the newer shops now where you have to drop the item into the bin, you know, the tillless, sorry, the staffless tills, have you seen them?
No.
So it's like, because there's the little, there's the readers, the RF code readers on it. So when you drop it into the bin and it knows exactly what's in there. So even if you did change the tag, you still wouldn't get away with it because it's not, you're not booping it. It just knows what's in the bin.
Goddamn robots.
It was like, right, I need to come up with another scheme. That's not it, no?
That's not it. No.
All right, again, the question is,
29% of people under 30 say they've done this while clothes shopping. What is it?
087-110-2107. Mr. Donal, off a Monday morning, what are we trying to figure out?
Today, 29% of people under 30 say they've done this while clothes shopping. What is it?
Hi, all right, John Legall here. 29% of people under 30, I think, use the mannequin in store for clothing ideas or like item for inspiration.
Can't say I've ever done that. I don't think. No, I don't think I've ever gone, oh, I'd love to wear what that mannequin's wearing.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think that looks good with that mannequin's got on. It goes,
I don't think so. I just think I know what I want to get, and so I just go into the shop, and when I can't find it, I leave.
You need to open your mind. Start looking at the mannequins.
Okay, maybe
you
I will.
Do.
Yeah. You use the influence of the potential robots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always look so much nicer in the mannequins as well.
Says yourself.
Mm-hmm. Neve and Sligo says, is it that they ask the person in the next cubicle to help them zip up a dress? So many times.
Stop. Well, yeah. A stranger, you're saying, hey, can you help me zip this up?
They're not a stranger. They're just a friend you haven't met yet. And you bond over the zipper.
This is like the girls' toilets all
it's
over
like the
again,
girls' toilets,
it?
So you need a bit of help. If there's no one there from the shop, I'd have no bother asking
this
the lady
is where
next
I
door.
Found you the most bizarre person in the world. You say, you panic when it comes to small talk. Yeah, you'll talk to a stranger in a cubicle, in a small room, in a place where there's no public access.
Under different circumstances, because it's not small talk. I'm asking this lady to come in and help me get me bits into a dress, essentially. So she's not, so we're not going to be making, I'm not going to be asking her about the weather. She's going to be saying, suck in, and I'll be like, okay, can you do it now?
Surely
she'll be like, hold on, I need a pliers, and then we'll get it on.
Oh my God. Surely there's a service for somebody to come up with a business to do that, to go around checking and to get paid to help people get into their dresses.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
So you're not taking time from other people. Well,
I know. You know. It's a nice bonding experience.
Is that it, Donald?
No, it's not the answer, okay. No.
Morning, Radio. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Tommy here in Roscommon.
Tommy.
Just wondering, is it they get stuck in something that's too small and have to call for help to get out of it?
Oh, that's mortifying.
Yeah.
That's happened.
No, it is not the answer, unfortunately. Good guess, though.
We need the answer.
The answer is 29% of people under 30 say they've done this while clothes shopping. It stained the clothing they've got. What they put on, they've stained it while they've got it on, and that's put it back.
That's awful.
What do you mean stained? Like, are you sitting there having like a cup of coffee?
Makeup.
What?
Yeah.
Makeup or fake tan, and you put on a nice white top or cream top, and like it comes off and it's really bad, and you have to hide it from the shop assistant.
That was already there when I put it out.
Pointing at somebody going out the shop. It was them.
Or say, listen, I was going to buy this, but then I found this makeup stain on it, so I'm not buying it anymore.
There you go. There you go, Chad. Screwed on.
Breakfast rolls.
We caught up with Jessica from Roscommon, who played Rhymeth this morning. She was pretty good. She was good fun.
Great fun. I actually bumped into Jessica.
You did?
I did yesterday in a queue in a coffee shop, and we had the chats.
Where you were spending the kids' money.
Where I was spending the kids' money, yeah. And lovely, lovely person. Yeah. Met her little girls as well.
Do you love meeting people out in the wild?
Do you know what? I do.
You've heard it here now. When you see Una, all she wants to do is chat to you. You go up and tell her who you are and you listen to the show. She'll love that.
I will love that. Yeah, oh my God, that's so cute. I love that
There was girls who were in the nightclub on Friday in Navan a couple of weeks ago who said to say hello to you. The two Rachels. Do you remember we were talking about them? They asked, did anybody stick their finger in my mouth?
The Rachels.
Yeah, and one of them was back in again on Friday. She goes, I didn't know you're here every week. Did you say, tell Una I said hello? And I'm like, I did.
Aw. Yeah. Listen, you should talk to the person who owns that nightclub and I could come with you, you know. You can come with you.
You can just come in, Una. It's free. Like, just walk in.
No, but I mean, like, I can be doing some work there. Like
what?
I could pretend to be a DJ.
No.
Why? No. I did it before.
You pretended to DJ?
Yeah, and remember I pressed the stop button by accident and you were in the toilet.
Oh, I went to the toilet and you went doobie-doobie-doo.
Yeah.
Because I said, don't touch anything. And when I came back out, there was no music on. Everybody was like deers in headlights looking at you. And you're just like, I don't know what I did.
Oh, God, be with the days.
So, no. Anyway, here's Jessica from Roscommon playing Rhyme It. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Jessica's in Ballyhonus this morning. Good morning. Hi. Jessica.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Oh, there you go. You're friends. Jessica, thank you so much for stepping in because Dermot was meant to be on this morning and she got called into a meeting. So, but Una said that you met her out in the wild over the weekend.
So I suggested Jessica. Yes. Come on.
Hi,
friend.
Yeah, it was. Hey, friend.
what kind of like distracted you? Your own way of life that you were like, what the hell is going on over here? Oh, there's an Una. How did you know it was Una?
I don't know. We're just standing there waiting in the line and I just heard a familiar voice. I don't think she was talking too much, but I can just instantly recognize the voice and I turned around and I saw her lovely face. I was like, oh my God. I got a bit starstruck.
Was the first?
I think she thought I was mental.
I did not. No, I didn't.
You did. You said that to us.
That's not true.
This lunatic I met out
with. Yeah. I did not say
this
that.
Creepy girl smiling at me in the queue.
Did you not, by any chance, see her car outside, like just mounted on the pavements and stuff, and just park crooked and in all the?
No,
other
but when we were going to the car, I thought of you. I said he'd have something to say now if I knew. I am. I said, no, I'm Team Una, so I didn't see any cars parked bad.
Oh, so you also don't recognise lines and car parks?
Hey, no.
What?
My car was
parked.
I do. Yeah, we do.
You recognise that they are there.
Yeah.
But we choose to cover them with our cars.
Right.
We have a fresh week for Rhymes. If you get the high score at the end of the week, Jessica, you could win the contents of Una's drawers. So the word that you have to rhyme with this morning is?
Scare. S-C-A-R-E.
Scare.
Okay. All right, here. 30 seconds start now.
When you can only find one sock, you don't have a what?
Hair.
When somebody is unwell, you might say a little what for them?
Yeah. Oh, pass.
An opening made forcibly as by pulling apart is what?
Force.
A female horse is called a what?
A mare.
A county in Ireland.
Care.
When you allow someone to utilize something, you have you what?
Time is up. You have you what?
That's the way it's written.
I wrote that badly, sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
That was so bad, oh my God.
If you have something, you have you what? Obviously, it's share.
Okay. Share, oh my God. I kept thinking SC. I was like,
I know.
Oh, terrible.
You passed on number two, so to rhyme with scare, when somebody's unwell, you might say a little prayer for
prayer.
Them.
I thought you said it, but then you were about to say it, but then you backtracked and you said pass.
Yeah. An opening
maybe
made...
Maybe we should try this again.
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely. An opening made forcibly by pulling apart. You said force, which doesn't mind with scare. But listen, you do you.
It's Monday morning.
Yeah, I hear you.
I know. Imagine it'd be like if it was a Tuesday. Oh, my goodness.
So how many did we get? I think we should give her a prayer. Because she said it and then she backed
up. She literally didn't say it.
She said pass. Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, it's okay. It's okay.
Sorry,
it's
okay. Jess.
It's three. And the longer you keep Jessica here, you're embarrassing her, Una.
I'm not embarrassing her.
All right, Jessica, okay. Thank you so much.
Come on again to redeem yourselves next week.
Will you let me go?
Okay,
you can. All right, cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there you go. That is how you play or don't play rhyme it. If you'd like to have a go tomorrow or any day during the week, 087-1102-107.
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.
Get it off your chest. Love Island. Everyone, are you watching it this year?
No.
Elizabeth is watching it at home, and she's well into it. She was saying that nobody really cared when Fitzy said that he played County.
Oh, because they don't understand. Yeah. They don't know.
They're just like, all right, okay.
He should start singing the Two Johnny song. When I grow up, I want to play County. All the girls will be all about me. And then the girls will be all about him.
That's how he should.
That's how he should play that.
Yeah. That he'll win Love Island.
Yeah.
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 Cool. All right. This is what people had to say about this. Well, what was going on with this? The Get It Off Your Chest letter?
Oh, my God. So in today's Get It Off Your Chest, Grace is in touch from Mayo. And she has been living with a girl called Siobhan. And they've been enjoying Love Island together. But a new housemate has come in. A new housemate doesn't rate Love Island.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, sorry. My brain stopped working there for a moment.
Yeah.
It's way late in the day. I should be going home.
It is time to get it off your chest. If there's something that you think, you know what, this is bugging me, maybe big, maybe small, but you want to get something off your chest, love to hear from you. You can send us a WhatsApp. Here's our number, 087-1102-107. Go, Una.
This is from Grace in Mayo. She says, hi, guys. I need to get this off my chest. I'm watching Love Island at the moment like I do every summer. My housemate, Siobhan, is watching with me. Nice. We watched it last summer as well.
Oh.
She's well into it, has strong opinions, and we always take time after to chat and dissect the episode. Yeah. Our new housemate, who moved in last month, was slagging me for watching it, saying it was only for thick people with no lives, and it was pathetic. And, wait for it, Siobhan actually joined in. I was like, Siobhan, you watch it too. And she was like, only because you forced me to. The two of them had a right laugh at me. It's a running slag in the house now. I said it to her after and she said to chill that she was only having the crack. I know it's only a small thing, but I'm raging at the hypocrisy of it. What should I do? Grace in Mayo.
Grace needs to chill the hell out.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
She's only messing. She's only having a bit of crack.
Siobhan is a bad friend. She's a bad friend.
She's only messing. No, she
don't join in with a newcomer boy that's moved in on a slag with one of your close friends.
Is it a lad who's moved in?
Yeah.
Ah.
I think Siobhan fancies the flatmate.
And I think maybe, what's her name, Grace does as well then.
Huh?
Maybe the two of them fancy them and this is a battle between the two of them.
No, Grace doesn't. I don't think Grace fancies him. She's not the one denying watching Love Island, where Siobhan is like well into it, has strong opinions, dissects it every night, and then denies it in front of the new flatmate and joins in on the slag on Grace.
Mm.
That's not okay. That's not cool. I'm sorry.
It's only slagging though. It's like you know, it's people are getting too
critical.
What do you mean hypocritical?
It's just hypocritical.
People are just getting too kind of like, ooh, you're slagging me. It's like, yeah, okay, all right. We're Irish.
And also what he said, like, it's for thick people with no lives. That's actually a study was done, I believe. No, I can't remember.
I made something up.
No, the ins and outs of it.
With conviction.
But it's people who are actually very smart and very intelligent. You just need kind of like tune out time from life and just need to something relaxing that these shows like Love Island and, I don't know, The Big Brothers are... For actually, for smart people. That's my point.
So
he shouldn't have said that, therefore, take people with no lives, and it was pathetic. That's really mean, and it's harsh as well.
Okay.
Like, chill the bean.
So it is an issue that she's getting kind of backed up about, you know, being offended that she's slagging her about it.
But I think also, it's the fact of hypocrisy, yeah.
But it is only a slag.
But her friend, who she watches it with, denied watching it in front of this new guy and then joined in. And now it's a running slag on Grace. Like, if I was her, I just wouldn't. I'd just be like, no, I'm not watching Love Island with you anymore. I'll watch by myself because you're a denier. You're a Love Island denier, Siobhan. That's what you are.
Maybe you and Grace should move in to the no fun house.
What do you mean no fun house?
Yeah, the no fun house.
I love fun. I love fun. Don't like people calling me thick. Well, you call me thick every day.
087-1102-107. I've never called you thick.
You do.
In public. Get it off your chest this morning. It's the juicy one. What's going on in this household?
So it's from Grace in Mayo. She says she's watching Love Island. She's watching it with her housemate, Siobhan. They watched it last summer as well. She says Siobhan has strong opinions and they always take their time after to chat and dissect the episode. However, their new housemate has moved in with them and he was slagging Grace for watching Love Island and he said it was only for thick people with no lives and it was pathetic. And Siobhan actually joined in with him. And Grace is like, Siobhan, you watch it with me too. And Siobhan is like, only because you forced me to. So Grace is really upset now because she thinks, you know, why? What is the hypocrisy of it all?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and what should she do? I personally think that Siobhan fancies your man. And that's why she's kind of like, you know, siding with him and slagging.
Showing off.
Yeah.
Showboating. But also, it's like, if it is only a slag, it's only a slag. It's like kind of...
I know, but he went in harsh, though. Only for thick people with no lives and calling them pathetic.
It's just slagging. It's just like, it's a bit of light-hearted fun. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't think so.
compared to what you say to me, Una, that is very mild.
But I think it's the fact, it's the betrayal. It's the betrayal of Siobhan. And the hypocrisy is like, we watch this all the time and we chat about it. And now you're over there on Team New Housemate and you're slagging me with Team New Housemate. Come on, lady. Yeah, where's your priority?
Have you seen his abs getting out of the shower?
See, this is it.
All right. Philip.
I think the issue here is that they're actually watching Love Island in the first place.
Okay.
If you've seen it last year, you've seen it full stop. It's always the same. They get a group of piano-teethed people in there with their bronze tans, attention-seeking, looking for love. Basically looking for the money and the fame. Like, I would not let my kids watch that grow up. It's just a bad example of how you find love going in, shifting the face of everyone and slobbering all over them and caking them in the face. And it's pure stupid.
Yeah, there you go. That's Phillips taking it.
But wouldn't it be brilliant if there was actually like a genuine Love Island where people weren't in there for the money and the fame, but where they genuinely wanted to find love? And it wasn't as censored.
Oh.
And the producers couldn't be telling them what to do.
So it's just not OnlyFans, isn't it?
What?
Hey, how you doing? This is my OnlyFans. Do you like feet?
Ew.
Okay. 087-1102-107.
Tyke says, Siobhan sounds like a friend and new housemate sounds like a fellow who has notions about himself. I don't think I'd be able to cope with either of that girl's housemates, Tyke and Westmeath. Yeah, you're right, Tyke.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay. Is it only a light slagging or should Siobhan like snap out of it and stop swooning over your man if that's what she is actually doing?
I think that's what she's doing.
Get it off your chest this morning. Well, there's a little bit of a rift in the household, isn't there, Una?
Yeah, this is from Grace in Mayo. She says, hi guys, I need to get this off my chest. I'm watching Love Island at the moment like I do every summer. My housemate Siobhan is watching it with me. We watched it last summer as well. She's well into it, has strong opinions, and we always take time after to dissect and chat about the episode. Our new housemate, who moved in last month, was slagging me for watching it. He was saying it's only for thick people with no lives and it's pathetic. Siobhan actually joined in. I was like, Siobhan, you watch it too. And she was like, only because you forced me to. The two of them had a right laugh at me. It's a running slag now in the house. I said it to her after and she was like, chill out. And she was only having the crack.
I know it's only a small thing, but I'm raging at the hypocrisy of it all. What should I do?
Get your opinions in on this. 087-1102-107. What are you saying?
I'm saying Siobhan is not a good friend and she fancies your man and I'm annoyed at Siobhan.
Claire sent a message saying Siobhan could be a bit sounder and apologise for what she's done, and my advice, don't get sexually involved with any housemates. It never ends well. That if Siobhan is kind of interested in your man.
Yeah,
that's a different twist.
That's a different twist now. Yeah, we can dissect that another time. But I didn't like his language of Love Island is only for thick people with no lives, and it's pathetic.
Is that you that's saying that you don't like that?
I just think you can't have a sweeping generalization like that for everyone who watched Love Island must be taken with no lives.
No,
that's not true at all.
No, it's not. It's literally numbing entertainment that you don't need to think about. It's just like, what's going on? It's actually quite difficult to watch it as in, like, to keep up with what the hell is going on, because you've got so many people. Who's with who now? Why are they going up there? Why are they bitching about that person? Why is he kissing her?
She was kissing him earlier on. Yeah, I find it very difficult to watch, as in, because the things that they say to each other are just so cringe.
Oh, it's like, it's cryptic.
Yeah, I really like your eyes. I like your eyes too. Oh, thanks.
What's your favourite colour?
What's your favourite colour?
My favourite question.
Good morning.
Morning, Gervla.
So I feel like I always have this argument with people like year on round when they slag me for watching Love Island. But I actually think shows like Love Island and Big Brother and like First Dates, they're not as mindless as people make them out to be. So for me, it's not just about the drama. It's really interesting to watch from a people perspective. Like, you're watching relationships form, friendships, jealousy, rejection, confidence, and all these different personalities like interacting in one environment. So it's like people watching.
People watching. You like to people watch.
I do.
And I think a lot of viewers enjoy observing like human behavior and trying to figure out why people do what they do. So while it's entertainment, I think there's a lot more to it than just airhead TV.
Okay.
And I also think that they should air Love Island in pubs with cocktails for the girls, and not football matches.
Hey, go Dervla!
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa!
Hang on a second now.
That's two excellent points made by Dervla.
Love Island on TV in pubs instead of football matches.
I mean, why not? Nail your colours to the mast. Boys or the girls? Come
Nail
on.
Nail your colours.
Come on, yeah. Establishments.
I would say that the sponsorship and the payments that go out to football matches would have something to say about that.
There could be a Love Island finale night, though, where girls go out.
Offies go.
Yeah. Listen.
Una's organising a Love Island finale party.
Yeah, my
God, it's going to be amazing.
If Fitzy gets to the final, we definitely will.
We should get little goodie bags in it. Yeah, little goodie bags.
Goodie bag.
You know, with some fake tan tokens to go off the tricky to get your teeth done or whatever. Get it off your chest this morning. There's a rift over watching Love Island.
Well, Grace and our housemate Siobhan have been watching it together for a long time. They even watched it together last summer and they'd chat about it and dissect the episodes and stuff. But the new housemate moved in and started slagging Grace for watching it, and Siobhan basically started slagging Grace as well. She joined in on the slag.
Damn turncoat.
I think Siobhan is planning and hoping that she's off for knickers and get having a tango with Tasty Tige. Jeez, she's some turncoat. She fairly turned fast in her friend, didn't she? She wouldn't be a white cup of tea now when it comes to her friend. Noreen over in Clonmacnoise.
Go on, Noreen. You're absolute legend.
Yeah, you're right, Noreen. Not a good friend to do that.
That girl should continue watching Love Island, and if the other girl sits down to watch it, tell her to go and get lost. She made her choice. That was a very mean thing she did. Indicates a very shallow individual.
See, that's what I was thinking. Like, even if she does fancy him, there's better ways of getting his attention than, you know, slagging her friend with him.
People don't just behave like animals now these days. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
They just don't know how to behave. They don't know how to treat each other.
Well, earlier on you were just saying it was all fine. He was just having a slag.
Yeah, well, I obviously had to change my mind because you told me to. I'm just doing as I'm told. All right, if you'd like to get anything off your chest, let us know. 087-1102-107.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Here we go. It's mystery guest time.
Oh, didn't you do well?
Oh, didn't I have my fun? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should be thanking me. This is going to be amazing.
Genuinely, yeah, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be great fun, and you're going to get lots of enjoyment out of it. So you are. It's going to take a lot of time and effort.
On your part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just sit back and enjoy your life.
You will. Oh, you know? I will. I can't wait for this.
I am. I don't know if I'm talking to you right now, but this could be a bit of fun, could be a bit of crack, but I think you're getting more of a kick out of this. And I think you were actually quite nervous when you were bringing me down this dark alleyway to meet our mystery guest, because you built it up so much. And I know when you get a little bit nervous and unsure, you start calling me by my full name.
Stephen Cooper. Not really. I wasn't nervous. I just chose to call you by your full name.
I don't believe you. All right. This is something else. It is going to be a lot of fun. And I can't wait to just dig in my high heels.
Hey, it's Cooper and Una. And I have a very special surprise for my good friend, Stephen Cooper, today. I brought him somewhere. It's mystery guest time, except the guest is not a mystery for me, but it is for this guy right here. Are you ready to meet your surprise mystery guest?
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous because you brought me down an alleyway in the middle of nowhere.
They're behind this door.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Stephen Cooper, please meet burlesque dancer extraordinaire Memphis Shell.
Hello.
Guess what?
What?
We have entered you into the
Heart of Ireland Burlesque Festival.
Oh my God!
What?
You're going to learn how to dance like a burlesque dancer. You're welcome.
No.
Yes. Memphis Shell, you ready to show us some moves?
Yes, I am.
I have been looking forward to this moment for a long time now.
Well, hang on a second. What exactly is burlesque dancing?
So burlesque dancing is the art of the tease. It's self-expression on stage. It's storytelling. It can be comedy. It can be an emotional performance.
Oh, it's going to be comedy.
That's for sure.
You teach burlesque dancing as well?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you're going to be able to show our good friend Stephen here a few moves.
Now it is, because I have done burlesque at a hen party. I did it. I was actually the teacher's pet.
Oh?
Did anyone ask you to do it, or did you just get
no,
up
no,
and do it?
No, we did it. We did it for that was the theme and that was the activity. But it's very kind of like sensual mm-hmm. and sexy, and you know, you're moving all your body parts. It's a great exercise as well. Do you
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And tell us about the Heart of Ireland Festival. What is happening for that?
The Heart of Ireland Burlesque Festival is happening in Athlone in the Dean Crow Theatre in September. So it's September 11th and 12th. We have international performers from all over the world coming to take part and compete.
Wow.
Yeah, so the Friday night is the newcomers and they're competing to win the Shannon Spirit Award. And then the Saturday night is the professional category and they're competing to win the Heart of Ireland Award. And then we have international headliners coming as well as Irish headliners, of course.
Ooh.
Yes, yes.
So will you be performing yourself?
No, I will be producing. I'll be hosting. I will be hosting with my fellow co-host, Miss Neon Love.
Everybody's got cool names.
How do you get our burlesque name?
When we do a bit of the burlesque dancing, I think a name will come to me.
I think Oomsie Boobs would be a nice name.
I could go Coopsie Boobs.
That is really good. Easy Boobs on stage.
I want to have a go as well. I want to get that feather boa going.
Well, you can do this instead.
No, we've signed you up to this.
Yeah,
yeah. And I think it'll be good for, you know, everything, your love life and everything.
Your confidence.
Your confidence.
Okay. See you on the night. So I just turn up and just twiddle me bits and then
it's
get
a lot
judged.
More than that.
Okay.
Yeah. So is he going to be in the newcomer category then?
Oh, 100%.
Okay. Well, that's good.
What?
Right. Will we get this burlesque show on the road?
Yes. Let's do it.
My heart rate has just gone up. What?
Let's pop a pasty. It's going to be so much fun.
What's a pasty?
A pasty is a tassel, just without the tassely bit.
Oh,
cool.
But I've brought tassels for you.
Yay!
Nobody needs that. Is that the exit?
You were so into this. It was a crazy surprise to be told that I was going to be entering the Heart of Ireland Burlesque Festival. And then straight into it, we got being taught how to do some burlesque dancing. It's not straightforward. It's not. And also, you're weird.
What?
Why this? Why am I doing this? It's just, it's
because
bizarre.
I think that you would be great at to get you out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well,
it'd be great for your father-in-law and everyone over your father.
Well, not only did we meet my teacher, my tutor, but we had to then do some lessons. We do have some audio. There will be a video going up later on today of a little tease, because we don't want to give too much away, because we want everybody to see what kind of results that we have between now and September, when the actual competition is on, that you've actually signed me up. I love it. I don't want to do it. How do I get out of doing this? Well, well, well. It has all been revealed when you introduced me to Memphis Shell, the burlesque dancer and burlesque teacher, who's basically going to be showing me how to put a performance together for the Heart of Ireland Burlesque Festival.
Yeah.
This is what you've organised. Yeah. I hope you're delighted with yourself.
I am delighted with myself. I am.
If you don't think I'm busy enough with, like, you know, being on the radio 5 nights a week, DJing 4 or 5 nights a week,
and then driving around the country. Listen, you need to do something for you. This is for you. Okay?
No,
this
is for
you. You can tag me later. You need to take time out and just do something for you. Show Cooper that you love Cooper by doing something nice for Cooper.
This is all for you.
What do the guy want to be seeing you dancing around? It's not for me. I did it all for you. I swear.
Weirdo. So Memphis Shell went through a whole lot of different songs. She picked out a song and then started showing me how to actually perform to the song. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm
just trying to deal with the fact that I have this to do as well with everything else going on in my life. And so we did some moves and we did some practice.
I'm gonna fall over.
Your tears. We're getting dramatic now, so I think take the headpiece off. Wait.
Oh yeah, you had me wearing a headpiece. I had feather thingies sticking out of me left, right, and centre.
Now, I didn't cry. Put it down in front of you. Feel your legs. Fab, love it. Get a little bit cheeky with your boa now, okay?
Never once in my life did I ever think I'd be told to get a little bit cheeky with me boa.
Unwrap it. We're turning around for the fans now. Drop it. Yeah, get that booty out.
You absolute weirdos. Did you hear what you just screamed at me there, Una O'Carroll?
Yeah, get that booty out.
That wasn't me.
Oh, it sounded like you.
That was not me. That was Memphis Shell.
I'm saying that that's you.
Keep yourself covered. Yes! Amazing!
That'll do. Maybe I did this in a past life and it all came back to me now.
I think so. I mean, star pupil there. Like, that was unreal.
After that.
There you go.
You're star pupil.
Absolutely.
See, this is going to do wonders for your confidence.
Yeah.
So he wore tassels, and Memphis Shell showed him how to shake the tassels around and around, spin the tassels around.
There we go. Now, that's it. Yes.
Oh, well done for spinning your tassels.
It's so funny, the fact that you, Memphis Shell, and producer Donal, or your boss Ben, are the only people excited about this. Oh, God. All right, so I just have to... I have a few more lessons to do with Memphis Shell, and we've got to put the
routine...
You've
got to get fit. You've got to tighten those glutes.
You were naturally so good at it, though. You did, and she was saying it, and we were like, oh, surprised how good you actually were.
Yeah, that's it. Appeal to his ego. That'll get him going. Appeal to his ego. You're fantastic.
You two are weird. I don't know whether to thank you or hate you. But listen, I suppose we'll all find out of how well or how bad it goes on the 11th of September.
Well, there's a lot more to do before that. You have to practice.
You got to get a routine.
You need a name.
Costume.
You need boas, tassels, the whole kit caboodle. Fishnets.
I'm not wearing fishnets, you weirdo.
You'd suit fishnets.
It means I'm going to have to wax your legs, unfortunately. But there you go.
What is about you and... You, Una, if you listen back to this show and the history, if you look at the themes, Una's bag parking, Una can't park, Una's coat, and Una wants to remove all the hair from Cooper. That seems to be the running theme of this show. Listen, all will be revealed, or all will unfold as the summer goes on. Brilliant. Yeah. I hope it doesn't get any hotter and you have a freezing cold summer, so I'm fine when I'm doing me dancing and stuff in the cold. Yeah. There will be a video up, a little teaser if you don't mind, a little look behind the boa later on this morning.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Hey, you know, that's breakfast rolled. Let's go over to the laziest person that I know.
I'm not lazy.
You didn't want to go to the chemist today because it was raining and your clothes might get wet, and you wanted me to go for you and then record it because you wanted me to get you lady things, and you thought that'd be funny. And I'm like, what's the funny in that, Una?
Because you used to be weird about periods. Like, I couldn't even.
I was never.
You
weird
were so
about
weird
periods.
About periods. I'd be like, oh my god, the cramps, I'm dying, and you'd just be like, silence, just like looking down, not knowing. But so, until recently, you've been fine with it. But I was just lazy, and it was raining, and I just wanted you to go to get me pads, and you said no, and I think that is so mean.
We're literally like 40 feet from the
But I'm the one with the period, and I'm the one in pain. And you should have been. You could have been sound. You could have been supportive menstruation, but instead,
of your what?
My menstruation, my menstrual cycle.
All right.
Yeah, but you did. You just said no. That was really mean. I'm going to tell your wife on you.
Oh, she knows already.
What, that you didn't go to the shop to get me pads?
Yeah, she says, how lazy is she? And I said, oh, don't get me started.
No, it was because it was raining and I've got so much work to do.
And you'd open-toed sandals.
And I had open-toed, and I didn't want to get my toesies wet. I hate the feeling, of wet jeans on toesies. It's awful.
Why did you wear open-toed sandals?
I didn't know it was going to rain.
You do the weather every day.
Yeah, but I didn't do it yesterday. I didn't know it was going to rain.
Oh.
Yeah, you just make excuses for yourself for being a bad friend, not getting up off your big old jacksie to go and get me my pads.
Go get your own pads.